So you may say, how does this really tie into the sports ticket? It kind of doesn't. But I discovered some audio the other day. I was going through some CDs or whatever through my desk. And I found something I thought was kind of interesting. And I guess I can tie it to sports roundabout, and it can be a personal thing here for me, too. But if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that I have a son that is a senior in high school. Some of you have already probably gone through, as a parent, what it's been like to have your kid graduate. Or maybe you have it, and you will eventually be in the shoes that myself and my wife are in, and that is you have your oldest, first one, to leave the roost. Not yet, technically, but... anyway, he had his last day of high school yesterday. I said, so what are you doing today? Sleeping in? He goes, well, I kind of want to nap on the bus because it's a good long bus ride to Marysville because he plays baseball. Mm-hmm. So he said, maybe I won't sleep in as late. I'm like, ah, that's good. Maybe you can vacuum, you can dust, you can do whatever you can to help your mom while she's at work and I'm at work. And so yesterday was his last day at the scholarship awards and banquet last night. Today, you know, he's got baseball, so it's not like he's going to be lying around the house doing nothing today. And obviously it's a important game, as we just talked about. And then tomorrow, we'll be getting everything ready for the, you know, the typical graduation reception, because graduation is on Saturday, 11 a.m. for Beloit. And so that'll be the, you know, the final day that he'll be a, I guess, student. Yesterday was final day as a student, but anyway, as property of Beloit High, I guess, maybe. I don't even know if that's such a thing. But anyway, Saturday will be the last time that he will be, you know, walking in the gym there, which he's played many, many times in basketball. And he and his senior class will graduate on Saturday. And so it is interesting, the timing of how I came across this audio, because of the fact that our oldest is now concluding high school. So Mike Strand, if you don't know, he was our news director for a while. We won lots of awards when Mike was here. We won awards in all kinds of categories, including news. And Mike was a very competitive person, and so Mike always wanted to win Station of the Year. And eventually we won it. What, we went three times
and in a row with him.
Yeah, three times in a row, and I think we won it four times or something. But anyway, we won it quite a bit, and that was with a staff of three. And so Mike was always giddy about, you know, he wanted to win, man, and we did, and he was so proud of that. And last time we saw Mike before he passed away, he alluded to that multiple times. Yeah. He was very proud of that.
Yep.
And so, anyway, I discovered this audio, and it's so weird, the timing of it, because, as I said, my oldest son is 17. He's going to be 18 later on this summer. He's the youngest in his class, I believe, and so most of the kids in his class have turned 18. He won't for another few months. But it is amazing how quickly your life changes, how quickly your kids grow up. And so this was... after the 32nd spot from Kiever Brothers, because they are the sponsor of our sports ticket, and we appreciate them being a sponsor of the sports ticket and have been for a while now. After you hear from Kiever Brothers, you will hear Mike Schrantz and yours truly on Waterside Makeup from December of 2009, when our oldest, who just completed his last day of high school yesterday, when he was 3 years old, and his experience in the snow.
My son, the day before, we got a little bit of snow, remember, the day mm-hmm. before, and then we got the almost a foot of snow. And my son was complaining because there wasn't enough snow to play around in. And I said, son, trust me, you're going to have plenty of snow tomorrow if the forecast is accurate. And then I was excited to get home and you know, before day was over, so we could go out and play in the snow. And we played in the snow. And then the next day, when I was snowed in there, I decided I'm going to spend a little time with my son because he's all excited about the snow. So as I went out and started shoveling the driveway, he came out and we got him all bundled up. It takes half an hour to bundle him up, you know,
oh, yeah,
all the clothes.
Yeah.
You want to make sure he doesn't get too cold. He starts, you know, jumping in the snow, and I didn't do any snow angels yet. I got to teach him how to do that. But then he was walking and going in the drifts. And
I'm
of
trying
course,
to picture you doing a snow angel. I never emasculated.
It won't be very hard. I am an angel.
I never. Oh God.
Yeah, I told you, our heads that can't fit those plungers we were talking about earlier today.
Yeah, okay. You get the trivia question today, baby.
Okay, all right. It gets getting deep in here, isn't it? Yeah. Lift up your feet. But Well, he, you know, the drifts. I mean, there were some drifts that were, you know, 3 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
And my son, my 3-year-old son, goes out there, and so I'm shoveling. All of a sudden, I hear my son go, "Dad, help!" I go, "What?" And I look, and he's stuck in a big old snowdrift. He's standing up. I could see his, about to his waist. I could see his waist and up. It's like, "Dad, I'm stuck." He starts to panic a little bit. And I'm like, "That's okay. I'll get you." Well, by golly, it takes a little workout for me to step through that drift.
Oh, yeah.
Get there. And then you don't pull him at an angle. You pull him straight up.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you get him out. It was so funny. "Dad, I need help." I look over, and my son is like shrunk. So it was fun. So you can have a lot of fun.
Well, it's too bad you didn't get any pictures of that, because
those are some videos.
That's good. Because he'll think that's cute for a while until he's a teenager. And then when you start showing it, it won't be as much fun. But
you know what happens too is we will be videotaping, or we'll have the camera out and take pictures. Uh-huh. And as soon as we turn off the camera or put the camera away, that's when you have the perfect picture.
Oh yeah,
and that's
the
what
way
happened
life
the other day.
Is. Yeah.
I was videotaping. Then I had to decide I needed the shovel, put the video camera on top of the vehicle in the garage, and then that's, you know, 2 minutes later, he's stuck in a snowdrift. And I didn't think about, you know, my kid said he needed help. I thought it'd be rude for me to go, "Hold on, son, I got to videotape this for a few minutes," you know, as he's needing help. I don't want him to freak out. So then I.
But you'll remember that. That's a neat experience. I know when we lived in Hayes, and my oldest son decided to check out an anthill one summer while we were practicing softball. I will never forget that. I mean, and he just hates to hear that story.
I bet.
But it's cute, because I mean, but you know, those are the neat things in life. You know, those cute little memories that you share with your kids and stuff. And it's neat that Noah's probably at that age where he can appreciate a lot of the almost the nuances of some of those things, like snow and things now.
Well, yesterday I didn't even get to see my son because I got up early, and then I was here early, and then I got home last night after holding things down with the computers and everything. Got home a little after 11 o'clock. Well, my wife called to let me know about something. And she said, "Hold on, Noah wants to talk to you." And it was early in the afternoon. And he gets on. And I kid you not, I was like, wow, he's grown up so fast. Because I could understand every word clearly. It was a full conversation. Better conversation than some people that I know. Seriously. I mean, it was in depth. I mean, he was asking, "What was I doing? Why?" He goes, "Why aren't you? When are you going to be home?" And I had to tell him, "Well, I won't be home until you're asleep." That really stinks.
Yeah.
And then I said, "Well, what did you do?" And he just detailing what he did. He's giving me a play by play. So maybe he's a chip off the old block. I don't know, but it was really interesting. I mean, we had probably a 5-minute conversation, and I'll always make time to talk to him, obviously, and no matter what I'm doing. But boy, I was just like, holy cow, he's 3 going on 13, man. And like you said, they grow up pretty quickly.
They do, and you know, enjoy it, because these are really the neatest. I enjoyed my kids. I still, you know, enjoy when they come home and stuff. I tell you, if nothing else, when they come home, I eat well. But
my dad's the same way. He's excited when we come home, not to see us, but because he'll get some pie and some cookies. Yeah, I understand.
But
that word.
But it is for all young parents out there, you have something very, very special. Enjoy that.
That last line always strikes me. I've listened to this like 4 or 5 times, and enjoy that. And you know, just hearing Mike's voice, it's soothing to hear Mike, and it's so happy. And you know, it's funny because you know, we did those shows and we had a lot of fun. You know, it'd be Mike and me for a couple hours, and sometimes we talked about stupid stuff, but and sometimes argued about stupid stuff, debated, had fun with it. It was never, ever personal. We joked about whether his hair was real, and he always took that in stride. He made fun of the light off my forehead. Now my 10-year-old picks up where he left off, making fun of me and how thin my hair is and all this other stuff. And then Dusty would roll in at 9 o'clock, which Mike and I always laughed about how Dusty should be full of energy coming in at 9, ready to go. And so then we had some interesting banter between Dusty, me, and Mike as well. And I've got a few more clips that I'll play, you know, later on, maybe this month, maybe next week. that takes us back to when we were all together. But it just was interesting that I stumbled across that audio so close to graduation. Uh-huh. And for him to say, you know, that they grow out fast and you have something special there, enjoy it. And it gives me goosebumps just hearing that. It's just, yeah, it's... I don't know if anybody else enjoyed listening to that, but
they had to.
I hope so.
Listens to us and has in the past, I mean,
yeah.
I will say no matter what the content is, if I can hear something that Mike was part of, it's enjoyable to listen to. And, you know, we had a lot of fun with him, and we, you know, like you said, debated with him a lot. But, man, he would have some wisdom that mm-hmm. was like, you just, and he'd pull it out at like,
some weird times.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was always fun to be a part of that, for sure.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we'll have some future stuff that we'll play again that me and Mike and Dusty were all part of that we stumble upon. Who knows what else we might find.